Sorry, man, I missed y'all's invite. I'm sitting here going like, we're gonna do this or what? And I'm like, oh shit.
They're doing it.
You gonna do this? What the fuck, you guys? Jesus.
All right, and that does it for news. We're done with news. Now we're gonna move on to chapter talk.
Nobody's buying that. It was 9 minutes. Come on. Where are we starting today?
Definitely news.
Okay. I got notes on the two What Up videos that have come out, and then the still shots that I sent you guys, and a little bit on the Unraveling the Pattern video. Do we want to just kind of run through those real quick and then talk about them, or have you guys watched them? Or
nah, man, just go for it. I'm gonna go off of your reaction to it.
Okay. Well, I guess whenever Dez is ready.
Reset your flex capacitor.
Thank the light, everyone. I am super excited that we have 11 episodes left, and these are my Wolf brothers.
I guess Desmond has a paper chain that he's pulling off until the day it comes out. Like back.
My little daisy chain. Fuck yeah.
I used to make that joke all the time and no one gets it anymore because nobody did that.
Fucking kids.
They stopped doing that in like the late 70s and early 80s, I guess.
I have a digital timer that goes off.
We get a Lego thing we put together every year for Advent.
Like, oh, we had paper that we had to make ourselves. Thanks. And we got to rip it. That was our highlight of the day.
I will be your golden-eyed Sedai today, because holy fuck.
Insert
Marcus.
Tina Turner's golden eye.
Jeremy, go ahead.
You're going to go back to the 90s and play first-person shooters?
Exactly.
Golden gun, bitch.
Also, RIP Tina Turner.
I know, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's saying golden eye? For the movie, golden eye.
Yeah, that's great. I totally forgot that.
It's not a great song. I'm sorry, it's not.
It's okay to forget that. It's okay.
There's plenty of great James Bond songs.
How dare you speak to the about the dead
he
that way?
He had a golden eye.
Oh my god!
I don't think it was that good. Honestly,
wow, wow, just wow.
It's better. I like her song. He was a Mad Max. Didn't she do a song for Mad Max?
No, she did, but it wasn't. No, there was a song for Mad Max, but I don't think that was it.
I thought I was going to be the one that came up the rails tonight.
Nope. No. Listen. The next time, the time you guys want to do a Mad Maxathon, like do like three episodes or just about the first three. Mad
dude,
Maxes.
You know what? We could do that like the third from fucking never. Oh. Why would we do that?
Because they're fucking great. Do not. All of them.
Okay.
All of them are great.
As long as they're long enough for me to nap through.
We're going to give. The Wheel of Time 1 year to announce season 3.
Okay.
And if it's not, if they can't even tell us, we're moving on to something else until they tell us when to come back. We will love to do your show, Amazon, but gotta keep giving us a show.
Yeah. I hope I make it that long.
We want to please watch your show.
Okay. We're going to start with the bummer news first. Can we get a fucking trailer? How are you going to announce this as official?
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
Don't tell me it's coming. We know it's coming.
You're less than 3 months away. Can we not get a trailer? Come on.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about it if you guys will just calm down.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Do you want to talk about your week first?
No, we'll hit that next episode.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because we're already a little late on this one. So.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait.
I forgot to hit play.
You dickhead.
Dang it. I forgot to hit record. I'm so stupid.
I totally thought you were just fucking with Jeff.
No. No.
I hate it here. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was beautiful.
No, if I was going to do that, I would just talk over him every time he starts to talk.
I'm going
to
do my best John Ralphio.
The worst.
He was the man who can't forget.
That's a great song. You're right, Justin. I take it all back. That was a great song.
Thank you. Thank you. So, as per usual, my only research is other people's research.
Awesome.
John, my man, he did a couple of videos. The first one is Taylor Napier, the dude who plays Maxim. He like posts a little thing of him working on a script, and people are trying to break it down, but they can't get any like it's so blurry they can't get a read on it, but he's just kind of like fucking with people. But it looks like a pretty cool set. I don't know if it's White Tower, maybe White Tower, but it looked pretty sweet. They were showing a prop that's being made for season 3. It looks like some sort of like a mandolin or a violin, some sort of cello-ish type of thing. I'm wondering if it could make, apparently they have hired a bunch of music, so there's gonna be a lot more music in the second season because they're gonna be in towns and like the Foregate and stuff. I'm hoping that because they kind of showed it, that maybe it ends up being unique, maybe it ends up being a certain Forsakens who's pretending to be a Gleeman.
You better hope so.
Pretty cool. It would be really cool. It was just plain with no like adornments, you know. It was like the basic blank, and they obviously are probably gonna decorate it in some way. What else? There was another casting. Leni has been casted. There's a picture of her in some weird, you know, weird like nursey getup with this like super tall like hat type thing. It was like, looks like some, I don't even know what to compare it to actually.
So this is kind of something that we've talked about too, Justin, that we, you and I both were kind of like the whole Morghese with Leni and Talonvor and all that stuff. You could have left all that out.
A lot of it's going to be Experius. I think they're going to leave a lot of, they might.
I would have thought they would have left that out, but then they cast Leni. Like,
I mean, she's probably just going to be, I can't see her being a huge part of it, right?
Well, she wasn't a huge part of it, even in the books. But I mean, if there's anything you could just go whack, we don't need that. That's real easy.
One of the things that John said, and I think, or maybe I saw it in another video, I don't know, he said, she is someone who is like a local actress in that area, and that when so far in the show that they've casted people who are locals, it's smaller parts, maybe one or two lines, or no lines at all. And so I'm thinking that maybe she'll get one of her famous Leni sayings or two to Elaine or Galad or Morghese or something. Maybe they'll have a private, you know, a confident conversation quietly or something, and she spouts a couple of her lines. I don't anticipating it being huge. So
we're gonna have to have some red shirts too.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like get a little bit invested in people, and then, you know, have the show prove that, you know, don't get too attached to some of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then you'll be like screaming and bound, you know, pounding your chest.
How dare you judge people for how they mourn?
I judge Lamb because that is not how we should.
It's not very progressive of you, sir.
Sorry.
And I don't appreciate it.
You know, I was thinking too the other day, Steppen, how he kills himself too. That would never happen in the books.
Yeah, let's not forget he kills himself.
He kills himself. Like he commits suicide.
Didn't die in battle. Got drunk, stabbed himself. Coward's way. Quit it, buddy.
He never would have done that.
Yeah, but they had to, like, that's them force feeding the relationship.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's cool.
They would do it in more like a suicide by cop way. They'd go, you know, to the blight or whatever. They'd just go until they died for whatever.
They'd be like, oh, this is an unwinnable situation? Sweet. I'm going to jump in head first.
Yeah, or I'm just going to drink myself to death or both or whatever, you know. So
I'm going to go find an Aielman to take me out like a real warrior.
Yeah, exactly.
She's definitely not what I pictured as Leni, but I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, how much stuff has not been what we thought. So he did say, I feel like Origins are coming and probably close. Like, I think they are going to come in August. I think that was kind of the trick. Like, oh, they're going to come out in August of next fucking year.
They'll probably do an entire episode about Leni.
She was important. She's raised 3 generations of the crown in Andor.
Here's her backstory.
No one gives a shit. So, okay, read the book if you want that.
Yeah. What did Rand do this year? Oh, we didn't have time for him.
He was walking and he shaved his head. It's fine.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Do you think they'll use the Origins to, like, maybe not this year, it's only season 2, but like to fill in some gaps? Because at some point we're going to start taking some pretty gnarly leaps forward.
I would think that they're already kind of done that. I would think that they would probably, I mean,
I don't know.
They would be silly not to. It's a great vessel to do it.
Well, but it's also like to force people to watch it to get the show. Like they would have to do it in some way where it's like, this really gives you more. But if you don't watch them, you won't be like, what the fuck happened to so-and-so?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think it's going to be more like before, like backstory. You know, this is kind of Sidar. And, you know, this was who became Ishmael, and this is who became Lanfear, and this is, you know.
Oh, we're gonna get a Bail Doman origin story.
That would be, you know what, it'd be dope if it was just like something about trade and ice peppers or some shit. And I was like, it's the fucking sea spray.
I wonder if they'll do one on like the Horn of Valir and maybe some of the other. I know they did some of the.
I would think so.
Did they do some of the heroes from the Horn from the first origins? Did they do like Guy Delcane and Brigida?
I
don't think they did. They should do that.
I don't think they did.
They should do that. Arthur Hawkwing. and yeah, some I think of those
they
guys.
Talked about Hawkwing a little bit, but maybe it was more in relation to the Sean Chan. I can't remember.
They're going to need a lot of backstory for a Hawkwing with, you know, as soon as they bring in the Sean Chan, because,
you know, you might get some when like he meets Matt when he blows the horn or something. Like, you know, just
could be, yeah.
You know, a couple sentences in his dialogue can do a lot. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I hope that we get the origins because they're so well done to me. And, you know, the more lore, like Desmond said, the more lore that you can get and the more background you can get with the short little clip, I think is great because it's just going to add fleshing out to the world, which, like I said, it's going to need it.
Hopefully we'll get one on. Did we get one on the power multipliers?
The tickling of the balls? I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
The power multipliers, the angry eels? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So that was I was one of the things I wrote down. It would be cool to get one about the explanation of Angreal, Saw Angreal, Tur Angreal. I feel like we might get one on the rings of the accepted, you know, to take the test because people, they just walk in there and like, this is the accepted test. And they're like, people, what the fuck is this?
Possibly, yeah.
We accept everybody on planet Earth. I don't understand.
It's a mystery. Unless you don't come out of the rings, then you're not accepted.
Then you're fucked. That's kind of all for the first video. Other than they apparently, you know, the Dragon Reborn just came, or the Great Hunt just came out with Rosamund Pike reading it.
Yeah, you see the new covers. Yeah,
her and Ran on the cover, and then apparently they have sold over 100 million copies since 93, which is like the most of
insane
by far.
Wow,
which is pretty fucking cool. So John's second video was just about some casting stuff, a little smaller. There is a dude, and you actually, guys, you got to look this up if you haven't seen it. It's his second most recent video. They casted this dude named Luke Featherstrom, I think is how they say his name. He looks so much like the dude who plays Ran, Yosef Drodowski. It's fucking, you'll do a double take, which kind of probably narrows down who he's going to play. But I would say there's two, maybe three people he could possibly be playing. Jeremy, you know where I'm going with this?
Yes. Yeah, I watched it. I watched the video too.
So what would be cool, but I think is least likely, is that it would be Janduin, if I'm pronouncing that right, Rand's dad.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's...
Because he's going to be in season three. Well, no, it's going to be season three.
Oh, okay.
So you could see him in the tower, in the glass columns in Riadan.
Huh.
Which would be kind of cool, right? But I mean, I think that this person, because they're not, I think he's going to be a major character. That wouldn't be a major character, obviously. And he looks so much like Rand. Jeremy, tell me first who you think that he could play.
First thing that...
And tell me why you think that. Obvious. I mean, for obvious reasons, you know, but...
The first thing I thought was Galad. He could play Galad. You know, he's a good looking dude. But then, yeah, they showed that picture and he looks a lot like... And he could be... But I'm taking all this from John's stuff. And when I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, he could play Lord Luke.
I think much more likely Lord Luke. After really thinking about it, I kind of thought about it. And then I only watched the first part of John's video. Then I watched the rest of it. And His argument's a little bit better laid out than mine, but I was just thinking, I remember several times, and I, you know, Perrin or maybe Matt, some other people like look at him and they're like, damn, is that Rand? Because Lord Luke is Rand's uncle.
Right.
He's his mother, Tigraine, the one who became a maiden. It's her brother. And he looks very much like Rand.
Yeah.
And so people are like, you know, they're like, oh, man, I look like Rand. And that would be really cool if they do introduce Lord Luke, because Desmond, I don't know if you've heard us talk about Slayer sometimes or Isom. It's like Isom Mandragoran is Lan's cousin, Jeremy, uncle, cousin.
It's either his uncle or his cousin.
It's not his brother, though, right? It's not.
It's not his brother. No,
he's part of he's familiar ties to Lan. So Isom Mandragoran, Luke Mantier, so Rand's uncle, probably Lan's uncle, they were fused to another soul of a person that they called Slayer, who I believe was born in Thakandar, right, Jeremy?
No, I think just putting the two of them together, that's become Slayer.
Made Slayer. Okay, that would make sense. Like, he was born here near Sheryl Gol, so that would make sense, kind of, that they...
Yes.
Because as when he was there as a boy, apparently. That's because Isom was taken from Melchior, I think.
Isom... He's a cousin of Lan, but looks a lot like him. Like me and Justin, we look exactly alike.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So real quick, I got some weird news that maybe. So the wiki has unconfirmed, but they have some episode titles for season two.
I did see that as well. I was looking at the Unraveling the Pattern, and he was had a great video that I forgot about that one, dude. And we probably won't even have time to go over that one. They have these, are you talking about where they had like the kind of coded titles, Des?
I don't know. This one just, I don't know where they got it. I'm just going to read them out. So we know A Taste of Solitude will be episode one, season two. That's been confirmed forever. And then here are their best guesses, I guess. Daughter of the Night, Domani.
We know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. We know what those are.
Eyes Without Pity, Strangers and Friends, What Might Be, Deus de Mar.
It's got to be Flicker, Flicker, Flicker.
Oh.
What Was Meant to Be.
Oh.
What might be. That's going to be.
That would be a good one. That would be, if they're going to do that episode, that's a good sign that they're going to do that episode, which I always thought that they weren't going to do it. I thought that they would just cut that out. But
yeah,
I think that they will now, if those are the real names of the episodes.
I'm getting super stoked just trying to, you know, think about where they're going to take it, because, you know, obviously they can't keep everything. And it's like, it sounds like they're going to keep a lot of cool shit, and I can't wait to see it. One of the things actually that John said in his video that I found interesting is that he's like, you know, what if, and I'll talk about it more when we get to the stills, what if Matt's fight scene, you know, maybe isn't in the tower against the two people, you know, against whoever he fights. Maybe he does another fight against someone two at a time where he shouldn't win and he still does, because maybe you don't get Gawain yet until the third season. Maybe you don't get Galad till the third season. Maybe Galad is already, you know, a prominent white cloak. You see Jeff from Bornhall die, and then, you know, you see him kind of trying to fight to take over the white cloaks, because the white cloaks just seem like evil fucks in the first season. Like I said, this is John's theory. I'm not coming up with anything, you know, it's just, he, as soon as he said it, I was like, yeah, dude, it was kind of the first I heard of it. And I was like, that makes 100% of sense. What if he's already there? And, you know, because he is a more virtuous, supposed to be good, it puts a little bit of a spin on the white cloaks and makes them a more fleshed out, like he says, a 2D enemy, as opposed to this is one dimensional kind of, we're just real shitty.
Yeah, so the White Cloaks have a redemption arc throughout the books.
Absolutely.
And it's actually kind of cool, because you have this guy, Galad, but you have to establish Galad, because he will do what's right no matter what. You have to know that he's going to do what's right no matter what. And you can't just, I don't know if you could do that in like two episodes.
And if he just shows up, that was my only problem with it too. I'm glad you pointed it out.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that in two episodes and then redeem these guys who you see in the first season.
Right.
Cutting off women's hands and then burning them alive.
Well, maybe part of their redemption arc is really a part of Galad's whole arc, you know, because.
Yeah, I think that they would wait a little bit longer.
I feel the same as you. I feel like you have to know a little bit about his virtues, because he always does what's right, to just, otherwise it doesn't sink in, like, oh, you know, who the fuck is this guy? It doesn't matter. He's just another asshole.
And if Matt went on a lucky streak and then fought two dark friends in the street, we would get how badass he is without the Gawain and Galad fight. If they need,
I'm thinking they combined the last two clips, or the last clip that we listened to when he's out gambling.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just fresh out of the sick bed. He doesn't go to the warder's yard. He goes to town.
Yeah.
Fights off five dudes like nothing. And is like, holy shit. Then
can't lose a dice. Like, luck is still.
Yeah. And ends it with, you know, the gray man heart stabby thing. That would be, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that.
As long as that scene ends in a tavern with Tom, I'm cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's not going to happen. He's not in season two.
What?
Yeah.
He's going to probably be back season three, but he's not going to be in season two.
Was he too busy? Is he in Fast X or what? What's he doing?
He was doing that 1899 show that got canceled.
Space Jam 3.
Yeah, Space Jam. the Dutch version, though.
Is he playing Porky Pig?
Yeah. It's going to be, yeah. And it's going to be with that cat that plays, what's his name? Jokovic from the, is it play for the Nuggets?
Oh, yeah.
Len Parade. No, I have to go to Serbia to see my horse.
Must go home.
Did you see that shit?
I did, yeah.
I must go home to see my horse. He's like, I have a horse racing. I don't. He's like, oh, there is parade. When is parade? So
good. I won't be here for the parade.
Basically, yeah, I will not be here for that. I'm going to skip out on that real quick.
What did you think? Hold on. What did you think of my idea, though?
It's stupid.
I know you probably forgot about it.
It's stupid.
No. You refreshed me. You texted me. You texted me. Tell me what it was. I just remember.
My idea was you combine Gawain and Galad, and then that way you have less characters.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
So you have Gawain and Galad. He's still super virtuous, but he falls in love with Egwene, right? When they get kicked out of the White Tower, they leave the White Tower, there's an uprising. He still fights, and then he gets disenfranchised like Galad does, leaves, joins the White Cloaks. They meet up again, him and Egwene in Kyrian, and then still fall in love, that type of thing. And then she bonds him as his warder at the very end, and that's how they bring the White Cloaks and the White Tower together.
Oh, okay.
Right?
You think that would wait till, okay, that sounds pretty cool.
There's your redemption arc.
Who is it, though? Who is it? Is it Gawain or Galad?
It'd probably be Gawain.
I would have to say it would be Gawain. It would have to be Gawain. Would that happen in the last battle, or would it happen in the battle for the White Tower?
What? Which battle for the White Tower?
When they bond. When the Shan Chan go.
No, it would be right before the last battle. They get back together, and then she bonds him, and then all the White Cloaks are like, what? You did what? Well, and he's like, we got to fight the last battle. You know, we have to do it. I'm thinking it's a great idea. So they won't do that.
I don't know, dude. I think that's a good way to kind of smush a couple events that
you cut out. Here's the thing too, because Gawain and Galad are missing for big chunks of the book, big chunks, like individually. So if you put them both together, you can keep a continuity, and you can see how you could use bonding as a way to redeem the White Cloaks, and then, you know, Gawain/Galad take over as the White Cloaks. You see all that conflict. He starts to change how they think, and then at the very end gets, you know, he bonds with Egwene, and that's how they all start doing it too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That would make sense too, especially like the way, I mean, that's what happens. They do start bonding a few of the White Cloaks. I think they don't at the end.
I don't know about that.
I think maybe Galad like talks about it or something. I don't know. Maybe. Or just talks about being cooler with the White Tower because they're not so bad or whatever. But let's see. Yeah, no, that would be kind of crazy, actually. I hate it less, but I feel like they each have, I don't know, man. I just
don't think each one of them has enough story to keep your attention over 8 years.
Yeah, you know, I was like, I almost feel like Gawain is more important than Galad.
That's what I said.
But I feel like they each have just enough. Like, I don't know what I'd cut, but I think the only way to get the best of both of them is to do what you just said. Like, there's no other way to do it.
I mean, you can cut one of them out completely, or, I mean, there's a lot of other things that you can do. You can have an amalgamation of five different characters instead.
Yeah, if you're going to cut out the Morghese shit, it's not as important that Galad is a White Cloak either. So if you just do Gawain and he could just leave the tower for a while and then come back or whatever, or, you know, go to Salidar or whatever, that either one of those things would work too.
I think that either way, they're going to change a whole lot about their stories, and they're going to be a lot more involved. Because if not, then there's no point.
I think especially those stories are going to get cut a lot, or, you know, combined a lot.
Or changed to where they're much more important. They're much more involved. They're around a lot more.
That's one of the things that I hope they either cut out. I think if they cut it and make it smart or do it right, because I don't want some like shoved together shit to be like, oh, and then this happened, like one line. okay.
Well, if they can bring Tom in and then just like be like, we'll see you in 2 years when we're in season 3, like they're obviously not afraid to.
The man who didn't forget where the studios were is coming back.
The man who's going to Australia for the summer. Yeah, this is going to be.
Whoa, Justin's gone.
Oh, he gone. No, we can hear you, but we'll just let it settle in. I think you're going to be okay because you sound okay. Everything's just running a little bit slow.
I think it's better now.
I had to convert. I had to like bounce my shit so I could restart GarageBand.
Oh, wow. Really?
All right, cool. I got my recording going again. We're good.
All right. So while we're fucking with this, thank the light for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parseilman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parseilman.
I'm here.
On Twitter. Send us questions and comments to thankthelight@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you think is going to happen in season 2. Gawain, Galad, Gawaladin, whatever. What do you think? Send that to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait? You know what? Screw that. you're listening to this great podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate and review us on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you are, that you can tell people that you like us. I hate to beg, but we need you.
Ain't too proud to beg.
iTunes doesn't give a shit how many people are listening unless they're talking about it. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to keep doing the show for you. But to get our
algorithms up,
our community up and our algorithms up, and we're going to figure out how to do some merch when season two comes out. I don't know what we're going to do. It might be some stickers, just something like that. But whatever we come up with, if you rate and review us between now and season two, we'll promise to send you something. Whatever that is, we'll figure it out. I'll sign my copy of The Eye of the World and send it to you. I don't know.
Whoa.
But if you rate and review us between now and season two, we'll get you something for your efforts. So thank you very much. You know what? Grand prize. I'm going to lay it down right now. We're going to do a drawing. You'll get something if you rate and review us between now and season two. And your name will go in a hat to do a commentary with us.
Ooh.
For a season two episode. Boom.
That sounds awesome.
Throwing down the hammer. Get in while it's hot. May you always.
So I.
Oh, go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say, I take it. I got cut off for the rest of the time I was going to talk about.
Did you still have some news? I thought we were done.
Well, I wanted to talk about the stills that we saw today.
Okay. We'll hit them up.
We can do it on the next episode in the beginning.
Oh, you know what? We'll do it. We'll do a quick stinger for this episode. Hold on. We're going to fully go out. And then we're going to come back with the Marvel-like stinger of the stills. Peace, favor your sword.
May you always find water and shade.
And you know what? Whenever I think about season two now, I am reminded of the great Jessie Spano. And I will quote her now by saying, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I thought you were excited. Don't be scared. Me and Lisa today both said, we're like, oh, he's excited. First time ever.
Dez, I'm so sorry. You want to try that again? That was hilarious.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciated everything you just did right there.
That was crazy.
Kids, don't take caffeine pills. Don't take caffeine pills.
Ruin your fucking life.
Yes, exactly. You'll never get into Stanford that way. Never.
I am better.
Omaha.
All right, stinger time. Let's talk about some steals. Some steals.
So are we doing next week's episode? What are we doing?
No, I'm going to squeeze this in the end of the news episode.
Okay. The still of Perrin, like, that's everything. Like, Marcus Rutherford, hello. Welcome to the screen, brother.
Yeah.
Like, that's the Perrin you want to see. That's the savagery.
Yes.
The yellow eyes, the blood on the face. Like, let's go. I think he's only going to, like, have yellow eyes when he, like, wolfs out and, like, berserks out, huh?
No, I think they've talked about that.
You think they're eventually going to go yellow all the time?
I think it's all the time. He's going to be like Scott Farkas. Yellow eyes.
Oh my god! I mean, I hope. I don't even get the joke. But...
you know, come on, Christmas Story or Christmas Fake? No, Christmas Story.
Thank you. No,
he had yellow eyes.
Thank you. I knew it was. I knew I was supposed to laugh, but I couldn't fucking get through my Rolodex to what that was actually from.
You're like, it's supposed to be funny. It might be a little too irreverent.
No way. Yeah, definitely. That is the way of the leaf doesn't work face right there.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay. Talking about John's, dissection of these stills, the one where Matt is standing there with what looks like a quarterstaff.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it, but he can zoom in and still keep the fidelity in the picture. And that.
See the raven?
It totally looks like a bird. I don't know if it's a raven, but it looks like a bird carved into this.
Of course, it's a raven. What else would it be? Oh, it could be the eagle of Manetho.
What am I, an ornithologist? Come on.
Yeah. What is this? What is this? The Goodyear? Whatever.
Oh God.
Oh, I never saw that movie, but about the bird watchers.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good.
It's fucking great. It's.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's totally worth a watch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Steve Martin's kind of like hit and miss, you know, like some of his stuff is amazing and some of his stuff is not watchable.
Yeah, it's got Jack Black, Steve Martin, and then what's the third guy? Justin?
Charles Bronson.
Wow.
It's
wow.
Jackie Chan.
yeah. Wow. Come on, guys.
Wow.
Wow.
The Butterscotch Stallion.
From Zoolander.
Yeah, the Butterscotch Stallion.
Oh, Owen Wilson.
Right? Owen, thank you. The Butterscotch Stallion. Okay, now your references. Now you've
that's
gone.
That's a terrible Owen Wilson impersonation. Wow. Wow.
Wow, guys. So
that, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Wow, guys. Come on.
Wow.
Sound like you know what I like about these high school girls? I get older and they stay the same age. Wow.
Wrong actor, 100%, but okay.
Justin, did you ever see the that YouTube video where the guy, instead of using the lightsaber sounds, he just put in Owen Wilson saying "Wow" whenever they hit. It's all "Wow, wow, 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 wow," and like hold it, like
no, I have not seen that.
You haven't seen it? Oh, I gotta send that
no,
to you.
No.
That will make your day.
Oh, it already has.
Wow.
Okay, where do you think the Wonder Ladies are at?
So everything I think of is just infected by what I saw on WhatApp.
Wow. It's infected by wow.
I think, oh, you know what? I'll tell you what my first, no, because they weren't carrying, I was going to say this is right around the time they get attacked by the dark friend. But now that I see them walking around with their lanterns, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that they're probably trying to meet Leandrin in the lower part of the tower. And then they get out and go to a waygate, right? They go to the waygate in the gardens.
Something like that. I can't remember that part.
In my opinion, that's where they're probably going. But do you think that that is his Ashendari and not a quarterstaff?
No.
No. You don't think it's okay?
No.
I hope it's not too, because
I mean, it could be. It could be because you don't see the top of it.
I really hope it's not, because I like the way that he gets it in the books.
I hope it's not. He needs to get it that way.
If not, then I don't think you'll see the Aelfin in the Aelfin.
And that would be a real disappointment to cut out. But I, you know.
How do you do that and then call, like, I mean, the second to last book is called The Towers of Midnight.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. I don't see how you could skip it. You have to go save Moraine. I mean, like, dude, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things, the videos I watched, a guy unraveling the pattern, he pointed out in this still, you see that they seem to be dressed the same, but if you zoom in on Nynaeve's wrist,
yeah,
she's the only one showing her left wrist and it's got colors on it. She has a ring on too. Conveniently, you don't see Egwene's or Elaine's left hand. So we don't know if they're still novices here. We don't know if they're going to bump them up to accepted, you know, the same time as Nynaeve. I think it would be smart to keep them as novices, but.
But Nynaeve, you see that she has the bands around her dress, her sleeve?
Her wrist. No, well, she's got the wrist, the sleeve wrist. Yeah.
Yeah, but that means she's wearing an accepted dress and the other two girls are wearing all white. So they're.
No, she's also wearing all.
No,
she's
she
wearing
isn't.
All white
no,
as well.
Isn't.
And the only
no,
thing
she
that
isn't.
She has
no, she
is
isn't.
She,
no, she
she's
isn't.
Got a belt on.
No, she isn't.
She's got her belt from the Two Rivers. That's it.
You can't see the hem of her dress, though.
It's not white. It's not white. It's not white.
She's got a gray cloak on.
Yeah.
So, but she's wearing, I thought, well, and something else he pointed out is that the top of the novice dresses, the way they're cut, looks similar to the items on the Sunshan, the gold, like, shoulder pads. It's kind of wild, actually. It's really uncanny.
What?
Another thing.
Say that again.
So the way the cut of the dress is, if you look at the shoulder and the chest area on the novice dress, and then look at the Sunshan, the item is almost shaped the same as that top square, like the shoulder area.
I think that that is just like, that's their cloaks, and it's worn like a poncho. So that cloak goes over the top of that dress.
I just, he pointed out, and I thought it was interesting. The other thing that he kind of thought in the speculation was, what if Hopper and Elias are combined?
How would you do that?
Because Elias doesn't have to be there the whole time, so he could be his wolf guide and then find out he's actually a human too.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
And then, you know, you could still kind of do Hopper's arc the way it is and combine, because Elias is gone for a large portion until the last battle, basically.
Yeah.
And then he's not even in the last battle that much. So to combine it with Hopper.
He comes back in Crossroads of Twilight.
Right.
I don't like this book cover. I don't know why. I like the idea. I'm kind of glad they're, you know, I'm happy they're rebranding it, trying to bring in some new readers. But I don't like the picture of either one of them. I mean, I know you've got 10 million pictures
Especially because really they're not together.
Yeah.
During any point, but very, very little. And during the season, are they actually together? So it's like
put them all there. It should be a posse on the cover, or even just, well, they probably put just Moraine on the first book.
Maybe they're doing several covers and it's a bunch of, it's, a, you know.
I just don't like the fact that he's holding that sword like a guy who holds a baseball bat who's never held a baseball bat in his life. You know, I should swing from like below my hips, right, guys?
Yeah, totally.
All right, I got to pee and then we'll start the second one.
All right, I'm going to go pee too since we're doing, that's what we're doing. That's what's going on in the hood.
I'm going to wait and then go in the middle of the, when we get really going, then I'm going to pee.
Right when the clip starts.
Exactly. Well, that, no, actually, that would be a good time to go.
That's true. Ordinary, I am a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. I am not perfect. No, that's imaginary. But I'm a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. And all my colors and paints, all my lines and my shapes, every move that I make, I do it. I am not basic. It's self-explanatory. I am a masterpiece. You know I do it for me.
Leave it in. Leave it in.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.